This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Brought to you by Quantic School of Business and Technology. Transformative business leaders need a transformative education. Quantic brings the traditional MBA to life with a focus on innovation and technology, delivered in a micro-lesson format providing personalized feedback every 8 seconds. Visit quantic.edu/techcrunch for more. SaaS startup studio eFounders launches a fintech startup studio. By Romain Delay. eFounders is expanding its focus by creating a second startup studio called Logic Founders. This time, Logic Founders is going to focus on fintech startups exclusively. Camille Tian is going to lead the new studio. Over the past 10 years, eFounders has launched dozens of software-as-a-service companies trying to improve the way we work. Portfolio companies include Front, Aircall, and Spendesk. Camille Tian previously co-founded PayPlug, a payments company that was acquired by Natixis. He plans to follow the eFounders model centered around a new vertical. Logic Founders will come up with ideas for new startups. It'll recruit two co-founders and start working on the product for the first 12 to 18 months of the company. Ideally, the startup finds product market fit and raises a seed round after this initial phase. The startup studio keeps a stake in the startup, but it moves on so that it can focus on new projects. If you've been following eFounders closely, the startup studio has already worked on several fintech companies such as Spendesk, Upflow, Multies, and Swan. New fintech projects will likely fall under the Logic Founders umbrella. The studio says it will launch API-first financial products. It's riding the embedded finance trend. Many believe financial products will be distributed by platforms that aren't primarily focused on finance but could benefit from fintech features. You can expect companies working on payments orchestration, asset securitization, lending APIs, crypto, and B2B identity.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.